Dude? Are you awake? Come on, wake up, please. Wake up! Oh, hey. I hope I didn't wake you. I just came out into the kitchen here to get a drink of water, and I forgot you were sleeping on the couch. But, you know, hey, as long as you're awake, maybe we could watch some late-night TV or something, or just hang out. I know we were up late watching scary movies, but I'm not really tired, and neither are you if you just woke up from me quietly getting a drink of water. I'll turn on the TV, and maybe we can watch some, well, not that. We watched enough scary movies already. That's probably why you aren't sleeping well. I think you were having a nightmare when I came in, but there's gotta be something else, even if it is the time of year for scary movies. I'll just flip through the channels real quick. Okay, so apparently this late at night, our only options are horror movies, infomercials, and late night cable porn. I know you've had enough scary movies and... What? No! I distinctly remember it was you the one who was scared, not me. As a tomboy, nothing scares me. I mean, besides, it was my idea to watch horror movies tonight. It just ran a little later than we planned, so you crashed on my couch. It doesn't mean I'm scared. And so, entirely to protect you, we'll skip the horror movies. And to save both of us, I'll skip the infomercials, because we both can't stand them. Also, I might end up buying some shit I don't need and can't afford. Anyway, porn it is, I guess. Huh? What do you mean? No, it's not weird for us to watch this. I mean, we just watched a ton of people get brutally killed tonight. Are you saying that violence like that is worse than a little bit of softcore porn? Besides, there was a good bit of nudity in some of those films. And sex, too. Hey, what? No, don't go back to sleep. I know, I could watch this in my room if I wanted, or I could just go back to bed, but now that I'm out here, I'm thinking, you know, it must be really uncomfortable sleeping on this couch. I wouldn't be a very good host if I didn't offer to let you share my bed with me. And it would be a lot more comfortable if you didn't mind me being close. It might keep those nightmares you have away. Yeah, you were having nightmares. I'm sure of it. Horrible, horrible nightmares about that thing in that one movie chasing you, you know? No, this is not all about me. This is about me being a good host and you being a little scared of the movies. Especially that last one. I mean, seriously? I can't let you sleep out here all alone and half scared to death when there's room in my bed. Wait, no! Don't try to pull up that blanket around you. I'm talking to you. And look, the porn is just getting good. There's a blowjob. You like blowjobs, don't you? All guys must like them. Okay, fine. It's not just about me being a good host. But it's not about me being scared or anything. Really, it's definitely not that. It's, well, you see, it's... I thought maybe we could bone. Yeah, that's it. I've been trying to seduce you this entire time. Really badly, but, you know, the movies and the entire evening was just a pretense to get you over here and into my pussy. Oh, and the porn too, now that I think about it. I thought maybe the movies would drive you into my arms, or that the porn might do the trick, but you're being really stubborn. But anyway, I thought maybe we could go back to my bed and do the entire friends to lovers thing. And then, of course, there would be the obligatory cuddling and falling asleep safely in each other's arms until the salvation of daylight. What? Of course I'm being serious. I know there's There was absolutely no hints of anything sexual between us, but a girl's got needs, you know? Even a tomboy. My life is not all video games and sports and that kind of thing. I do need to get fucked every once in a while, and I've been severely lacking in that department for, well, let's just say a long time. But you're here, and we're best friends. Even though I've maybe never given the outward appearance of being interested in sex, that could all change tonight. What? No, it's not like that at all. This is not me just trying to get you to sleep with me because I'm scared from those movies. And definitely not that last one. That is completely so not true. I mean, I appreciate the fact that you're willing to come back and sleep in my bed, but if you do, it's going to be so we can fuck our brains out. And not because you think I'm a little scared of some cheap, poorly written, but horribly traumatizing movie. Even if it was supposedly based on a true story, despite involving a supernatural monster. So, come on. With me. Back to my bedroom. You've got nothing to lose. Even if you believe I'm lying, you're still gonna get laid tonight. Well, this morning, I guess. Because it is really late. And no matter what you think my motives are, I'll definitely make it worth your while. Yeah, that's it. Take my hand and come with me to my bedroom. It's just down the hall here, and, well, why don't you go in first? I left the lights on. All the lights, actually, including some I didn't know I had until just recently. But you're the guest, so you should go in first. And now I'll go in after you. And it looks just like I left it. Not that I was expecting anything different. And now that we're here, I'll start taking my clothes off. You can do the same. I'm just wearing my jammies, so it won't take long. Take off your clothes. I'm already half naked, and you're not at all naked. And it's kind of rude. Ah, there we go. That's better. Now that you've caught up to my level of nakedness, let's just rid the rest of this clothing. There. We're both naked. So, we should just get into the bed. Oh, except maybe we should get some more pillows. I know there's two on the bed, but you've got a big head, and you'll probably have a bigger one after fucking me. I'm pretty sure there was an extra pillow or two in the closet. Maybe you could check it for me? It's the least you could do, seeing as how I'm about to let you fuck me. I know the closet's a bit of a mess, but just poke around in there a bit. I'm sure there's pillows in there. Check it real good. The top shelf, and behind the clothes and stuff. Oh, no pillows. Huh. Oh, I know. Maybe they're under the bed. I would check myself, but I don't want to risk pulling a muscle in my back or anything before lots of vigorous sexual activity, you know? So, if you wouldn't mind, check under the bed for some pillows? Thank you. Give it a good look under there. Make sure there's no pillows or anything else. Something not pillows, I guess. But it sounds like we're all in the clear. I mean, there's no pillows there either, is there? Well, we can do without. I guess I can get into the bed now. I guess I can get into bed now, all naked and everything. Then you, just as bit as naked, can join me. Wait, no, don't do that. Don't turn off a single light. I want you and me to be able to see all of this. We can't do that if it's dark, and we can't be sure where all the noises are coming from. So, just leave the lights on, and then lie beside me on the bed. Oh, mind the baseball bat. Yeah, you'll probably want to put it on the floor or something. Or here, just lean it against the nightstand so it's handy. You know, in case someone runs in and throws a baseball at us. Yeah, you're probably wondering why I was sleeping with a baseball bat. Well, if regular girls sleep with teddy bears and stuff, a tomboy can sleep with sports equipment. It all makes sense if you think about it. Just, try not to think about it too much. After all, you get to screw your cute tomboy friend. Of course you are. That's the entire reason we're both naked in my bed. I mean, if we don't end up bonking, then it would be like I just lured you here because I was terrified to sleep alone, which definitely isn't the case. So, since we've eliminated that, then we're obviously here to have sex. You know, the whole friends with benefits thing. I know you want to. It's, kind of obvious since you're naked and all. So, there's no reason to turn me down. Unless you, for some reason, thought I was lying about all of this, and I really wanted you here to protect me from the dark and my own imagination, which would be kind of insulting, since you know how much braver I am than you. That kind of thing could get in the way of our friendship. Not, like, something simple, like the two of us screwing. Or if we don't end up doing anything, it would also be implying that I'm not totally fuckable. Just look at me, all naked and everything. So, we've kind of got to do it. You want to. And, of course, I do too, or I wouldn't have suggested it. So there will be absolutely no more talk about me being scared either about things that go bump in the night. Instead, it will just be us going hump in the night. Okay, that was kind of cheesy, but you know what I'm talking about. What? You still don't think I want to do it, do you? I thought I was pretty clear on the wanting to fuck part. You seem to have this crazy idea in your head that I'm scared to sleep alone or something, which is so completely off the mark. And even if it was, which I'm saying it is obviously not, I felt like trading sex for protecting from monsters is a fair trade, so even if it was an idea, you shouldn't obsess over it so much. Oh, wait. I've got a good one now. What if I was maybe lying about wanting to become friends with benefits after all, but then I was also faking the whole being terrified part? Not that I appear at all scared, of course, but for argument's sake, let's say that I was acting like that. Except it was all an elaborate ploy, kind of a double fake-out. I wanted you to come into my room tonight, not because I just wanted to fuck, or because I was scared by the movie, but get this. I secretly had feelings for you, and honestly wanted to fuck. I mean, make love with you. Yeah? Okay, that's good. Let's go with that. I mean, let's pretend that it's just the casual hookup thing I said it was initially, just to keep me from leaving myself too vulnerable. Let's also forget for the moment that I'm not really the falling in love type, or the type to come up with a really cool and complex plan like that, but then again, I'm definitely not the type to be scared of a movie we will never talk about, let alone ever watch again. But now that I've put the whole possibility of a secret crush out there, it really kind of obligates you to have sex with me and incidentally stay with me until morning. If you don't, you're at least missing out on some sex, and you could be missing out on being with your soulmate and shit like that. If it is just about me being scared, which it definitely is not, then if you don't spend the night, you're risking me being further traumatized or possibly even being killed, or worse, during the night by a supernatural creature. If you just stay in my bed but don't fuck me, then you're accusing me of being a coward. Really, the only way this works for either of us under any scenario is for you to just fuck me and then hold me in your arms until sun comes up. and maybe defend me from monsters if one should show up, or at least die valiantly while buying me time so I can escape, right? Oh, come on, just come over here and get on top of me, and then we can... wait. Do you have a condom? Oh, I see. Whoa, wait. Don't bother if your stuff is in the living room. It was just a random question. I'm actually on birth control right now. Like, at least 5 different kinds. It's literally impossible for me or anyone within a mile radius of me to get pregnant right now. I've been secretly driving down the birth rate in this part of town for like a year. Yeah, I'm sure it was on the news or something. Just come back. Get on top of me. All big and warm and protective. And the obvious first target of any monster leaping out of the closet or crawling out from under the bed. You know. Or at least I could probably throw you off of me at whatever unspeakable horrors appears and be out of the window in 2 seconds. There. That's good. Now, let's get that cock into me. If I reach down between us, I can help you with that. I just can't wait to have you in me. At which point, you're basically legally obligated to spend the night right here with me. And of course, because I just want to have sex with you. Or maybe have feelings with you. You can't be sure. And it's definitely not the being scared by a movie thing. Come on. The tip is in me now. We're just barely joined, but if I grab onto your ass with both hands, and you work with me a little by letting me pull you down into me, yeah. Oh, man. Hypothetically, if I was scared by a movie, that would distract me just a bit, but seeing as I'm here for the sex and or the entirely intimacy thing, the important part is that we're actually doing it now. Kind of like those kids in the movie. Not that it turned out well for them, so let's just forget about that. Let's not think about the movie at all, so just stop bringing it up. Just fuck me. But possibly be ready to react if something paranormal happens. Aren't you glad you decided to fuck me and not spend the night on the couch? This is mostly for your benefit anyway. Although, of course I completely wanted the sex too. But, let's just say I'm enjoying this even more than I expected. And I'm glad the lights are on. Well, it's because I can look up and see you, and look down and see what we're doing. And incidentally, keep my eye on the rest of the room. But, you know, I honestly find myself checking that out less and less as we do this more and more. Oh, you're going faster. I'll let go of your ass now and clutch at your back. You've got the being in me and moving in me all taken care of. Although, I'm doing a good job of moving with you. I mean, just look at how much I'm enjoying this. I can't believe you ever thought I was just going to fuck you, just to have you stay with me. If I was, I wouldn't be enjoying it this much, would I? Yeah. How can you say I'm not enjoying it? Oh, yeah. Harder. Go harder, baby.
Make me come. I want to get off right as you come inside me. Oh my god. Get ready. Oh, fuck. Wait one sec. Ignore that sound. That was the bat hitting the floor. It's nothing. Just come in me. Come in my tomboy pussy. Yeah, just like that. I'm coming for you. Not to freak you out or anything, but I think I'm definitely falling for you. And, also not to freak you out, but ignore that dead body on the floor by the bed there. Oh, come on. I said not to freak out, dude. It was a monster. It came out of the mirror right as you were about to come. I totally wasn't expecting the mirror thing, but I didn't want to interrupt you too much. So, I grabbed the baseball bat and managed to cave its skull in with one swing as it jumped at us. Then I dropped the bat, and that's the sound you heard. I admit, I wasn't expecting it to be so easy to kill it, or for me to not go all girly and scream when I saw it. But I wasn't going to let anything keep us from coming. Man, he's even uglier in real life. Well, it doesn't help that I crushed half his head with one swing of the bat. Just like in the movie, he feeds off fear. My fear. I think I must have summoned him here somehow after watching the movie. Then he watched and waited and fed, but he waited too long. When he attacked, expecting my fear to give him a feast before he killed me, he was weakened by my annoyance that he was threatening my orgasm and my lover. I think that's why he went down so easy. Hey! Wouldn't it be something if this had all been some incredible plan by me to kill this thing, with us as the bait? Wish I could say it was. That would have been something. But not gonna lie anymore. I was scared shitless after the last movie, and sure, this thing was going to get me. Turns out, I was right. But when it happened, I was just kind of rolling with the punches and acting on instinct. So, I don't know. Maybe we should call the police or something? They'll want to see this. Scientists, too. And probably lots of other people. But I don't know. On second thought, can we call them in another hour or so? Killing the monster has kind of put me in a special mood, if you get my drift. What do you say we celebrate the death of this monster with some more sex? And this time, we can even turn off the lights, because as long as you're with me, I'm not afraid of anything.